Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 19, 2018. In today's news, Lurch Bates is planning a 20% increase in its global workforce. Invertec has installed an anechoic chamber to increase its R&D capabilities. Iraq is being touted as a place to invest in reconstruction projects. Officials in New York City have issued a reminder that new construction safety requirements will go into effect March 1st, and the Canadian Elevator Contractors Association has opened registration for its 44th annual convention.
Lurch Bates plans to grow its global workforce by 20% in 2018. Citing a global construction industry projected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 4.2% from 2018 to 2023. One focus is on Latin American regions. Lurch Bates opened a location in Santiago, Chile earlier this month in light of Chilean legislation requiring inspection and documentation for elevator equipment. The company tells Elevator World it has more than 250 employees globally and is considering 20 to 50 new hires in 2018 and 2019. Its 2018 projects include elevator design for the Peninsula in London, audit and maintenance management for MGM's U.S. portfolio, and elevator modernization at the AT&T Tower in Nashville.
Variable frequency drive designer and manufacturer Invertec Drives has taken delivery of an anechoic chamber as part of a continued investment into R&D. The company's innovation team, based at its global headquarters and manufacturing facility in Welshpool, United Kingdom, is using the chamber for design and validation. Also known as an electromagnetic compatibility chamber, the room is radio frequency shielded to allow in-house electromagnetic emissions, immunity, and wireless testing. Additionally, Invertec is building a 5,000 square meter production facility at its headquarters. To be completed at the end of 2018, it builds on the company's existing 3,000 square meter production facility. Invertec expects the expansion to increase its production to more than 400,000 drives a year.
The Kuwait International Conference of Iraq Reconstruction and Development was held on February 13th. Organized by the Kuwait Chamber of Commerce and Industry, National Investment Commission of the Republic of Iraq, World Bank, and Kuwait Fund for Arab Economic Development, it included a conference titled Invest in Iraq, attended by investors from all over the world. Iraq presented feasibility studies and licenses for 60 key investment projects, the total amount of which exceeded $85 billion, Kuwait Chamber announced. Business representatives from the elevator industry and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attended the event, the first of its kind to be supported by the World Bank.
The New York City Department of Buildings has released a reminder of new 2018 safety training requirements. Beginning March 1st, construction workers on large projects must have 10 hours of safety training. Pursuant to Local Law 196 of 2017, by that date they must show they have taken at least an OSHA 10 class within the previous 5 years to continue working. When fully phased in by 2019, workers at job sites that require a site safety plan must receive a minimum of 40 hours of training, while supervisors must receive a minimum of 60 hours of training. If training isn't performed, a fine of up to $5,000 per untrained worker may be assessed. If a permit holder fails to maintain a log to prove training, a $2,500 fine can also be issued.
The Canadian Elevator Contractors Association, or CECA, has opened registration for its 44th annual convention, taking place on May the 29th through June the 1st in Calgary, Canada. Hosted by Canwest Elevator and Lifts, the event will take place at the Hyatt Regency Calgary and include a round of golf at the Lynx Ridge Golf Club and a night at the Glenbow Museum, in addition to the annual themed kickoff breakfast, annual general meeting, educational sessions, and exhibition. Visit the convention website, secaconvention.com, for more information or to register.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.